The Elm Tree Grave. The early days of Woodstock are rich in the traditional folklore of early American life. The severity of the climate, the hard struggle for existence, bit deeply into family life and often caused tragedy, and so this story is told. In the summer of 1821, on the farm of John Vanderbogart, outside of Woodstock, John lived with his wife, Catherine. Catherine was a very beautiful girl in her 17th year and was about to become a mother. John was a hard, stubborn, intolerant, bad-tempered man and insanely jealous of his lovely young wife. The neighbors neither liked nor trusted him. They called him a cuss and said he orter live in a heathen community. Every time Catherine visited a neighbor, there was a furious quarrel, for John hated her to leave the house. So, this afternoon, John was working too far away for her to tell him she was going to a neighbor who had suddenly been taken sick. It was after midnight when Catherine could leave the neighbors for home. As she walked along the lane, there was fear in her heart, for she had never been out late before. And although John had never touched her, she hated his awful rage and his unkind and unfair taunts, and she also hated his not speaking to her for a couple of days afterwards. She hoped he'd gone to bed. But alas, there he was in the kitchen, and the terrible rage in his face made her shrink against the kitchen door. Without a word, he picked up a stout elm stick and started to beat her, and, in spite of her cries and pleas, kept on beating her until she fell unconscious at his feet. Her cries had aroused a nearby neighbor, who came and put her on the bed. Towards morning, her baby was born dead, and a little later she regained consciousness. Holding the dead baby to her breast, she begged that the elm stick, with which she had been beaten, be placed in her coffin, and she prayed God it would take root in her heart and grow into a towering tree. The stick was buried with her, and John, in his great remorse, put a stone on her grave. Then the miracle happened. A few years later, a sturdy young elm tree grew on the grave, so closely to the stone that the stone was dislodged and had to be reset, and it grew into a towering tree. A few years ago, the elm tree blew down in a storm. But lo and behold, a new shoot has started to grow. You can see it any day in the Woodstock Cemetery.